Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I am your host, Nielsen Denver. And in this show, a quick roundup of news from the Revenue Commissioners and the Finance Bill 2010. Some important software updates for your business computers, and our main topic is filing your business's P35 for the tax year ending the 31st of December 2009. So first, news from the Revenue Commissioners. There were very few revenue e-briefs released, but the Finance Act for 2010 has been passed. This is more important than the budget, as this is where the small print is published and finalised. And here are some items I picked, with thanks to PricewaterhouseCoopers, that's PwC Ireland, and their Finance Bill 2010 commentary, in pointing me in the right direction. For those of you in the relevant contracts tax area, the bill proposes to amend the current monthly filing and payment obligations for principal contractors to within 14 days of the end of a return period. And this is to be specified by the revenue and proposed regulations, as opposed to within 14 days of the end of the income tax month. This could mean instead of filing monthly, you could be filing every 2 or 3 months, and this would reduce your administration. The proposed regulations would also give revenue the power to request further information in respect of amounts reported on your RCT return, and also to issue certificates of authorisation, those C2 certificates, to subcontractors for 2 years rather than one, which can be helpful. The bill also proposes to permit revenue amend the limit imposed on a relevant payments card, known as an RCT 47, by increasing, reducing, or removing the limit. Startup companies. The bill confirms the announcement made in the budget that certain startup companies which commenced to trade in 2010 will be exempt from corporation tax and CGT in each of the first 3 years, to the extent that their tax liability for the year does not exceed 40,000. This extends the relief for certain startup companies introduced in 2009. A nice one if you're starting up a business this year. VAT. The VAT bill proposes the introduction of significant changes to the VAT Act. Apart from the amendments highlighted below, the finance bill also substantially rewrites some of the sections and all of the schedules in preparation for the impending consolidation of the VAT Act. That'd be nice where it's all in one place. But what's important here is that the local authorities and public bodies, it is proposed that from the 1st of July 2010, local authorities and public bodies will be subject to VAT in relation to supplies of certain services. For example, where non-taxability could lead to a significant distortion of competition. It is proposed that the supply of water by local authorities will be exempt from VAT. But other services such as off-street parking, swimming pools, refuse collection, etc. are likely to become liable to VAT under the distortion of competition provisions, and certain property transactions may also be liable to VAT. This is important to you if you are registered for VAT, because in future you will be able to claim VAT back on purchases from your local authority if they charge it. But if you're not registered for VAT, your costs are going to go up, because that VAT charge is going to be a cost to you because you can't claim it back. And just other small items in the Finance Act, such as the phasing out of mortgage interest relief. Mortgage interest relief is to be abolished completely from 2018. Interest relief will continue to be available at the current level until 2017 for loans taken out between the 1st of January 2004 and the 31st of December 2011. The transitional measures are being introduced for loans taken out in 2012, but no relief will be available for loans taken out from the 1st of January 2013 onwards. So bear that in mind when you're planning tax. Service charges. The relief for service charges incurred after 2010 is to be abolished. So tax rates may not be changing, but tax reliefs are going away and indirectly increasing the tax you pay and your clients. For more information, visit www.pwc.com/IE/financebill. The link is also in the show notes. Software updates. Firefox, the internet browser, 3.6 has been released, so why not upgrade to it? You should be moving away from versions 3.0 or less. These ones are not supported, 100%, so you're better off getting up there now with 3.6. You should be at least on 3.5 something. Google has released its Chrome version 4.0 internet browser, and this has extensions. It's similar to what Firefox has and its extensions, if you're aware of them. This allows you to have all sorts of add-ons that you would find in Firefox and Internet Explorer. These nice little add-ons that help you do things quicker. Internet Explorer, you should be on version 8. 6 and 7, not the best to have. Anything less than 8 increases the risk that your computer will be infected by viruses. And no matter what your antivirus, how up-to-date it is, just when you go to certain websites, you will get infected. So version 8. And also make sure you run all the Windows updates to make sure that version 8 is up to date and all the other bits and pieces in your computer are up to date as well. And always, as always, make sure your antivirus is up to date. Pay the subscription if you're doing a paid one. Run the update on the free one if you're using the free one. Just on other things, there's been some clarification on levies and taxes and the calculation thereof in payroll. So check that your payroll software is up to date and has all these changes. You can do this by clicking on the check for updates in your software or call your payroll software customer support department. But make sure you're up to date and it's calculating everything correctly. Now our main topic is all about completing your P35. The deadline for the P35 is February the 15th, but if you file your return and the associated payments to Ross, the extended deadline, if you both file and pay to Ross, is the 23rd of February. So a little bit of credit and extra time to get it done. Now, if you do need assistance, call the P35 helpline on 1-890-25-4565. That's 1-890-25-4565, and their lines are open until 8 p.m. from Monday the 1st to Friday the 5th of February. Now, the forms that you should be filing, the form P35, that's a declaration that the details of tax and PRSI being returned are correct. And the form 35L is a list on which the employer makes the return of PAYE and PRSI particulars for each employee for the year. There's also a form P35L/T and is a return of PAYE and PRSI details for any employee for whom you don't have a PPS number. That PPS number is not known. Now, if employees have more than two classes or subclasses of PRSI during the year, you should fill in a form PRC1. Now, all these forms are in your P35 pack. And if you have a computer system, payroll software, you can print out these forms as well. But make sure that you do every single one of the forms, especially if you're doing it manually. Don't throw out anything. Make sure that there's something you haven't left something out. Now, the one thing about the PRC1, this for people who've gone into two different PRSI classes or subclasses, this can't be filed online and must be posted back to the P35 section in the envelope provided. And if you don't have an envelope, you need to stick it in an envelope and post it back to them. When it comes to P60s, you can print your P60s on plain white paper. So if you've got a software, your payroll software, and you can print it out on ordinary plain white paper, P60, in the format of a P60. Now, if you have the red and white paper, any of the revenue commissioner stuff, you can use that too, but why bother? P60 on white paper, simple, straight, to the point, hand it out to your employees, it's done and dusted. And now, remember, keep a copy for yourself and stick it in the employee's file so they ever come back looking for one or if you want to check something out. Now, P60s are only required for people still employed by the business at the end of the tax year. Now, so anyone who left during the tax year, you don't give them a P60, you would have already given them a P45. Now, if people have left you after the 31st of December, which in the current economic climate can have happened, you must still give them a P60. Now, you must also give each employee an income levy cert. This is another piece of paper which shows how much income levy was deducted from them. and hopefully the right levy was deducted from them. Now, with all this going on, don't forget you must also adjust your P35 for any under or over payments during the year. If you file a P30 every month, you should be okay, unless you need to make year-end adjustments, for example, where directors took more money than they were taxed on, and so you need to calculate the tax, income levy and PRSI liability now due on this. And for any omitted benefit and kinds, you need to get that tax and PRSI and income levies recalculated and handed over and paid. If you're paying on the direct debit scheme on an annual basis, make sure that you do not underpay the total tax bill, or you may be charged interest for underpayment. So do all your calculations, make sure you know exactly how much you've paid, and remember it runs from February to January, the payment. So the payments started in February 2009 and the last payment is in January 2010, cover you for December 2009. Now, for those of you who are still not using payroll software, this may be a good time to invest in some software and save yourself a lot of time and form filling. You can buy payroll software for €140 plus VAT, and this includes telephone support. And if you get a half day's training, you have to pay for that, but you'd be up and running and you're sorted for the rest of your life. Callsoft and Thesaurus are both Irish companies that do payroll software, and they both do it for €140 plus VAT. Now, there's lots of others out there as well, so I'm not just particularly picking on Callsoft or Thesaurus. I just know that they're €140 and they do the job for you. And for those of you who are not using the Revenue Online system, that's Ross. Go and sign up. It's free and it makes your life easier. Instead of filling out all these paper forms, you can just upload the stuff online. All done at the press of a button. Now, some other things to look out for when preparing the P35 is make sure the directors are on the correct PRSI rate. Common mistake is to have someone on A1 when they should have been, or on S1, or on S1 when they should have been on A1. And make sure all the benefits and kinds are recorded and calculated correctly. So you make sure you have all the benefits and kinds on cars, health insurance. If your employees are getting pensions and PRSAs deducted, make sure they're correctly deducted and they've been taken off the gross and they're not paying tax on them, and that you've handed over whatever their portion of the pension was. And just as a point of note, make sure that the business owner actually utilises their spouse's allowances. This is where the husband or wife, if one or the other isn't using up all their allowances, you can apportion some of the salary across to get the best benefit out of these allowances. Now, if you do all this, you could avoid having to send in a supplementary P35 while possible, but a bit messy, and then you can get penalised for filing late and, of course, interest charges. So if you sort out these items I just talked about, and if you sort out the director's loan accounts and the employee's loans now, it's better than coming back in a few months' time and trying to say, oh, what was this? Why did we do that? And you're getting yourself into more trouble. If you do it all now, before your deadline, all your taxes and PRSI is paid. You know what your cash flow is. You know all your debts are paid. And you won't have, more importantly, the revenue commissioners pestering you and sending you demands and maybe even sending the sheriff round. So I hope this podcast now has helped you with getting your P35 done and gives you some pointers to look at before you file it online or post it back to the revenue commissioners. That's it for this show. As always, you can email the show on bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the website. Thank you for listening.